We are very lucky to be joined this afternoon by British racing Formula One legend Sir David Coulthard is on the show. David, welcome to The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Well, thank you very much. I'm in transit as we speak towards your fine land, so if it sounds a little bit like an airport, that's exactly where I am.
David, how do you think these city-based showruns will help expand the appeal of Formula One to a new audience globally, especially in South Africa?
Well, one of the things I've always really enjoyed about events like this with Red Bull is you're bringing the Formula One car to the people. You know, I could only have dreamt of that when I was growing up in Scotland. So I know in South Africa we've had the Grand Prix historically in the past, but it's been some years. We did the event in Cape Town not long ago, a few years ago, and it was very well received. So I'm delighted. It gives me an opportunity to, share my love of the sport with, people that maybe have never seen a Grand Prix car, those that are fans of it, that want to come along and experience the show. I think everyone's a winner in this situation.
So if you were going to venture out and go and watch a race, which is your favorite track to go to?
Well, I always think the event where you're in the city is fantastic, because you not only get the actual Grand Prix itself, but you also get the Formula One event. So you get a little bit of both. So I would personally go for anywhere that Melbourne, Montreal, Austin, Mexico, Brazil. Anywhere where you're in the city and you actually get to see the car.
We got a few questions in from our listeners who were very excited they were going to be interviewing the Flying Scot. This one is from Andre. He's asking, how many times did you swear behind the wheel?
Not very often, to be very often, because I was always of the point of view that what's meant to be is meant to be, and I'm feeling like swearing now because I'm trying to get out of this. This airport and people, the stupidity of people is something that always really impresses me. I particularly love those people who wear backpacks and then turn around and then are surprised when you've bashed into you. In the car, I've raced for a long time and I was a fatalist. What's for you is not meant to go past you. So, I don't think there's time for kind of like a road rage in the car. I guess the closest I did it was when, battling Michael and Magny Coe in 2000, where he cut me up a couple of times and, I flicked him the bird and told him what I thought of him. But, by the time I got to the end, I was apologetic, because that in any day is a sport. And, we should always be able to control our emotions as best we can.
We got another question in from Kate, who wanted to know, how do you make sure you don't sneeze or need to scratch your nose while you're doing 300 kilometers an hour?
That's a great question, actually. I don't recall ever sneezing in the car. The way to stop yourself sneezing out of the car, like if you're doing television, and I'm sure you may have experienced this in your role, is to lick the top of your mouth. So if you lick the top of your mouth furiously, then you won't sneeze. But in a race car, for whatever reason, I think there's so much else going on. I think certain senses stop working when you're in states of high sort of stress or anxiety. So here's the thing that maybe your audience may be surprised by, but when you crash a race car, there's no noise. Because I think your other senses, your feeling and your visuals are enhanced. So whenever I hear people giving it, an eyewitness report from television, there was a loud bang, I'm always like, if you're in the middle of it, I'm not really sure. There was flames, so therefore you think there must have been a bang. But, your fire at home doesn't start with a bang, does it? It kind of starts with a whoosh. So,
after a long and illustrious career, why is one of your proudest moments not your time on the Top Gear test track?
I was invited to do it several times, but it just never worked with my schedule. I don't live in the south of England. I live 1,000 miles away. So, although the TV show is a globally popular show, on top of everything else I was doing, it would have involved, a special trip to get there to film, to be on the show for a few minutes. And you know, time allocation, there was, as far as I was aware, there was no points available for the World Championship in Formula One. So it never took my time in priority.
Surely, though, you would have been faster than Daniel Ricciardo.
Yeah, I would have been the quickest for sure. I just would have cut a corner somewhere. What's the point of going on it if you're not going to be the quickest?
From too fast to too slow, is it true that you almost failed your driver's test because you were going too slowly?
Yeah, apparently. That's what the driving instructor told me. By that point, I'd been racing karts, but I hadn't started my car racing career. So I was just another teenager doing his driving test, and I was obviously very cautious, and by the standards of the driving teacher, a bit too cautious.
So, David, I mean, we love to have a whinge in South Africa about how other people drive. Can you explain to us properly how to navigate a roundabout or a traffic circle once and for all?
Well, interestingly, mainly it's in Europe, you wait until there's a space and then you move forward into that space, and that's, and you know, you keep moving like that. You don't enter the space if there's another car. And you don't block that space, but in the Channel Islands, it's certified as one by one. So one car passes, another car passes, one car passes, another car passes, which I actually think is a wonderful system, the one by one system. But basically, what I would say to everyone who drives on the road, one of the most important things, like in life, is to know what's going on behind you, not just what's going on in front of you. So many people will, in life, just stop at the top of a set of stairs and start looking around, or, you know, in their car, pull out without knowing what's going on behind. So, you know, just be spatially aware and then you'll be a good driver.
And you give way to cars from the right.
Yeah, well, depending on which country you're in, you give way to cars from that side. I'm born in Britain and I live in Monaco, so I have to remember to give way, depending on which country I'm in.
Listen, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so, so much for your time this afternoon. We really appreciate having you on the show.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And thank you for your patience and to your listeners' patience for all the noise in the background. But this has been a walking, talking, live interview from an airplane to the back of a car.
The Red Bull Show Run is happening this Sunday, the 6th of October in Sandton. Get there if you can. It's going to be awesome and super exciting.